Scientists, ethicists, and Pope Francis himself about their faith in stem cells. Make no mistake, the Catholic Church continues to oppose research or therapies that involve the destruction of embryos. It does, however, support adult stem cell research and asks scientists from all over the world to present their data. These were reputable scientists and regulators from Germany, China, Japan, India, and Australia. The United States was also well represented, with researchers from major hospitals and universities presenting compelling data on a variety of ailments. Sabrina Strickland, MD, of the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City, is using stem cells as a viable alternative for painful osteoarthritis. Eduardo Marban, MD, PhD, at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles, used them to reduce scar tissue size in the muscle after a heart attack. One of the more provocative trials I heard described is taking place at Duke, where Joanne Kurtzberg, MD, is looking into the use of stem cells for children with autism. While not all stem cell researchers agree this is a rational application of stem cell therapy, there is an increasing number of children going to profit-driven clinics that offer up no data. The Duke trial will at least produce some answers about the impact of cellular therapy on neurons in the brain at various stages of development. As a journalist, I was particularly interested in meeting the patients behind all the data. Having seen the enormous challenges of autoimmune disease in my own family, I agreed to moderate a panel with Richard Burt, MD, from Northwestern University, and his beautiful young patients, Grace Myhouse and Elizabeth Kougantakis. At age 17, Grace developed rapidly progressive systemic scleroderma that not only hardened her skin but caused multiple internal organs to become scarred and inflamed. Out of options, she found Dr. Burt and underwent an autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant. Her symptoms improved within months, and she was able to return to college and her way of life. Elizabeth's myasthenia gravis, another autoimmune disease, first affected the small muscles of her eyes, then progressed to a point where she could no longer feed herself or walk. Within 6 months, she was on a breathing machine and being fed with a tube. If I hadn't heard her describe it as vividly as she did, I would not have believed that Elizabeth started to feel better immediately after treatment as she regained control of her eyes and other motor functions. 8 years later, she is completely healthy and requires no medications. As a father of three daughters, I was buoyed and encouraged by what the future could hold for them and other children around the world if they ever became ill. We are a long way from seeing these therapies become widely applied. There are still appropriate scientific, regulatory, and cultural hurdles to overcome, and yet it has become increasingly clear that someday soon, even the most ardent critics will come to support the belief that our greatest healing tools may lie within the human body itself. As this field is still very much in its infancy, it is hard to gather all the knowledge in one place. Audiobooks like this should be seen as part of a living, breathing body of knowledge that will grow, evolve, and be reborn. What will never change, however, is the measured yet relentless optimism this audiobook brings. Sanjay Gupta, MD, March 2017. Introduction. It is health that is real wealth, and not pieces of gold and silver. Mahatma Gandhi. Imagine a world where victims of irreversible spinal cord injuries are able to get out of their hospital beds and walk, where there's no shortage of donor organs for transplants because we no longer need donors, we just grow new organs in laboratories, where stem cells from bone marrow or fat are used to repair damaged hearts and spinal discs and lungs, and even to slow the progression of Lou Gehrig's disease and Parkinson's. Where your immune system can be taught to destroy cancer, where your DNA can be repaired before symptoms of genetic diseases even start. In short, imagine a world of longer and healthier.